Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. CT Real Property Records now searchable via official state portal. The Real Property Official Records Search provides online access to Connecticut land records through a centralized portal. Real estate professionals in CT can streamline title research, verify property records, and expedite closings with direct digital access to official records. Bookmark http://uslandrecords.com/ctlr/ for quick access to CT Property Records searches, Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. Vision Government Solutions launches Connecticut online database for municipal property records. Vision Government Solutions provides a centralized online portal where users can click on their Connecticut municipality to access local property information. Real estate professionals in CT can streamline due diligence, verify property details, and support client transactions by accessing official records through a single platform. Bookmark https://connecticut-online-database to quickly pull property data for any CT municipality. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. Connecticut Real Estate Commission Rates Revealed. The source explains the average real estate commission rate in Connecticut and how much a realtor might charge to sell a home. Real estate professionals in CT need to understand these rates to better advise clients and manage their own business finances. Visit the source to learn tips for retaining more proceeds from home sales. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. CT Municipal Assessors, key contact for property valuation accuracy. Municipal assessors in Connecticut are the local officials exclusively responsible for ensuring all property assessments are properly and uniformly made, and that the grand list accurately reflects all taxable and tax-exempt property in each municipality under CT State Statutes Section 7100K. Real estate professionals rely on accurate assessments for pricing, negotiations, and client advisement, making assessors critical partners in every transaction. By find municipalities assessor at hpullportal.ct.gov/opm/igp/directories/municipal-assessors. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. Connecticut Assessor's Office websites now available via QPublic Portal. A centralized directory of Connecticut Assessor's Office websites is accessible through the QPublic network. Real estate professionals can quickly access municipal assessment data across CT jurisdictions for valuation and transaction due diligence. Bookmark httpublic.net/ctassessors/ for direct links to every Connecticut Assessor's Office website. Connecticut Real Estate Updates. CT commission rates hold at 5-6%. What agents need to know about splits and negotiations? A new breakdown explains how Connecticut's average 5-6% real estate commissions work, including how they are split and whether they are negotiable. Understanding commission structures and negotiability helps CT agents communicate value to clients and navigate competitive pricing discussions. Review the full commission guide at http://libo.com/real-estate-commissions-in-connecticut/. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets? The delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind? And any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some CT jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks. the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.